You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
Even as the House weighs impeaching President Trump, House Democratic leaders have gotten on board the USMCA. That's the trade deal that's been signed by the United States, Mexico, and Canada, and a win for President Trump, who has long wanted to tear up NAFTA, the existing trade agreement. Detroit News business columnist Daniel House, briefly, how is USMCA different from NAFTA?
Well, from the automotive perspective, it clearly raises the content requirements for vehicles the content has to come out of either Mexico, the United States, or Canada from 62.5% to 75%. So that will put a little bit more pressure on the auto companies to change some of their sourcing and able to do that to escape any kind of additional duties on vehicles.
Certainly global manufacturing is a different beast than it was back when NAFTA was drawn up.
Absolutely. I mean, China has become a massive supplier of components and parts, and increasingly now actually finished vehicles. You're going to start to see them trickling into the United States, I think particularly after this trade war ends, as the president is signaling, in fact, today, saying that they are very close and that both sides want a deal. And, of course, the market jumped about 150 points immediately.
Now, what about auto workers? What is this going to mean for them? Could there be higher wages?
I don't think necessarily here. We've just gone through, blessedly, we stood up in the newsroom yesterday and clapped our hands when they got the ratification of the FCA contract, the last of the three.
The hat trick.
That's right. I think that's clearly locked in for the next 4 years. And there's a lot of things that are going to happen, I think, within the UAW between now and then. So I don't see that happening initially in impacts on wages.
What about consumers? Will they notice any difference in buying cars because of USMCA?
Shouldn't. I think one of the big concerns was the prices were going to go up as a result if they were going to get large tariffs put on, particularly vehicles coming in from Canada and Mexico. And the president made a lot of noise about that. I mean, I think you start to see things falling into place here. The Democrats gave him this deal because the Democrats, I think, in part needed to give moderate members of their party something to vote for, as some of them think about voting against impeachment. It was no accident that this all came out within hours of each other earlier this week.
Bottom line, Daniel, is the USMCA something for auto companies and employees to celebrate?
Yeah, I think so. I think there's probably a pretty genuine general consensus, rather, that it needed to be revisited. The industry, to your earlier question, has changed dramatically. It has truly become a global industry in terms of sourcing, vehicle production, and other things. I mean, China is the number one market for General Motors. They sell more cars there than they do in the United States, and I don't think that's going to change. So, but in general, yeah, I think it's positive. It's a recognition of trying to be a little bit more friendly to your own home market. I think the president, he has a lot of detractors and certain critics on trade, and I would be one of them. But I think he's raising some of the right questions. I don't know that necessarily how he gets the answers is the best way. But I think you're going to start to see some of the stuff drop. First is NAFTA 2.0, probably a deal on China. And then we turn to the European Union, who he seems to have some a real irascible kind of attitude towards in terms of dealing with them in business and, frankly, in politics and national security.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel House, thanks so much.
You bet.